There is a growing chorus of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Documenting the crisis of our republic. It's waging war on the New World Order. This is the Govern America radio broadcast.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant. Nice to have you with us once again, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 26th of July, 2014, as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And I was doing a last-minute scramble here. I went to put on my headphones just a moment ago, and I found out that the cord was all wrapped up in some power cords and everything. So I'm here trying to get my headphones on, and I'm like, uh-oh, I got to do an unplug and wrap around. And anyway, we rearranged some things while I was off last week. And by the way, I want to thank Nancy Levant and also Vicki Davis for doing a stellar job last week, filling in while I was off on a family expedition. We got a chance to go to the ballpark, and it was all free. My wife's corporation, she's one of the few manufacturing jobs left in the United States. It's a family-owned company, and once a year they pay for their employees to go to the ballpark. And you know, I'm not much into sports. Frankly, I think sports is a waste of time. But they feed you. It's a free meal. And they give you free T-shirts, and, you know, you get to watch the game. So, anyway, so nobody got it. Nobody get hit with the ball either, so that's always a flaw. So it's a minor league thing, and some of these batters, wow, you know. So many balls go into the stands, and last year, I was watching when one of the balls actually hit a little girl in the back. If it had been any higher, she probably would have gone out of there on a gurney with a concussion or something, or worse. But anyway, enough about that. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Nancy Levant, I think, is standing by. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Just to let Sam, our tech, know, your sound in my ear is horrible. It's very garbled.
Is it really?
Do anything about that. I have been posting news this morning, Darren, and I'll tell you, I read an article by Paul Craig Roberts. Now, he's been a guest on our show,
mm-hmm.
and he wrote an article titled, Does Russia and Humanity Have a Future? It's really, really a disconcerting article. Things are heating up. Even more so in the Mideast, if that could absolutely be possible. We have evacuated our embassy in Libya again. Things are absolutely horrible, in Gaza. And, Paul Craig Roberts, feels that we are getting ready to start a war with Russia.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the whole situation in the Ukraine has been engineered, and it looks like they're all falling over themselves to try to blame Vladimir Putin for the downing of this airliner. And I was looking into some of that earlier. Probably won't get into that too much today, because in the second hour, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be having Chuck Kappas on. He's the author
of
America's
Financial... Well, he's always a great
guest. Yeah, he's the author of America's Financial Reckoning Day, and we've had him on as a guest many times. I can't even remember how long we've been having him on, so there's a lot to discuss. He's got a lot of new reports out, and so we're going to delve into some of the financial stuff today, again, here on Government America. By the way, we have a new chat room for the website. If you want to go to governamerica.com, and over the radio tab, there is, if you hover over that with your pointer, there is a link there to the chat room. You can also get to it directly at chat.governamerica.com. This is a very painless, very easy to do. All you have to do is just type in your, just pick a nickname and hit join chat. Couldn't be easier. We tried to make it as foolproof and as easy as possible. So, governamerica.com, or, you know, over the radio, under the radio part of the menu there at the top, or go directly to chat.governamerica.com, and you can join in. You can communicate with each other, talk with each other, that sort of thing. Let's see how many people we can get in there today. Test this thing out. And anyway, I think this is going to be a more robust solution, because it relies upon internet relay chat, with it, which is really one of the oldest technologies. Well, it's as old as the internet, let's put it that way. Anyway, enough housekeeping for now. We are still seeing the situation with the migration thing spiral out of control. Right now, Nancy, we hear, at least what I've been reading this morning, Obama's planning to take executive action on immigration, or what I call migration, because that's what really they are. Under human rights treaties, that's what the United Nations calls it. And that's what these people are really operating on, under this whole immigration thing. There's nothing wrong with immigration as long as it's done properly. There are rules to follow.
Darren, did you see that Obama is now considering providing refugee status for kids in Honduras now?
Yes. Yeah, I did. And
so now, from what I understand, Darren, there were going to be at least 100,000 Guatemalan children coming up here by the end of the year. We go back and forth. Then we hear that they're going to try to stop it, and they're going to deport most of them. But obviously that is not true, because now he's apparently going to let children in from Honduras as well.
Well,
and you know, Darren, I raised the point last week.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, what we're not being told is, what about all of the other quote-unquote immigrants? What about the Europeans coming here? What about the Canadians even? What about the people from China who they're paying to come here? I mean, you know, or rather, you know, all you got to do is, you know, throw $1 million in the United States and you get free citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
We have no clue how many people are coming in here, but oh boy, Darren, it's huge.
Yeah. Well, it's very disturbing, because it's obvious what they're doing is flooding this country with some of the worst people. By the way, I got a letter after a couple of weeks ago after the broadcast, because we were talking about this back then. And it's a letter from somebody in Central America. See, because we're hearing a lot of demonization right now of Central America. We're hearing a lot of people talk about how bad the conditions are there. And this person writing me from Central America says, you know, it's actually pretty good, at least from, you know, this person's standpoint. So I want to share that after the break. We have, as I said, executive action, they claim, is coming after summer. And I've got some information also from the Organization of American States. Whenever something like this is taking place, we have to keep our eyes on what's going on with these globalist agencies. because this is a part of a well-orchestrated plan. We've talked about how they advertised for it in January for people to transport these people. There's been a number of evidence that we've covered on this broadcast, pointing to the fact that there has been prior planning. We have Homeland Security officials, ICE officials, touring a prison to basically scope it out and find out if it would be adequate for these people to stay there. That happened a year before this thing, and talks were going on for over 2 years. So this is a well-planned out, part of a well-orchestrated strategy, in my view, to flood this country with some of the worst foreigners that there could be, all for the purpose of what? Infecting the population, destroying our culture, flooding the America with people that are not loyal to the United States and its value systems. Stay with us. We got to talk about this when we come back. This is Governed America.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website, once again, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And join us in chat this morning at chat.governamerica.com. That's chat.governamerica.com. Just go there, pick a nickname, and simply click join chat. There's already quite a few people in there already. So join in, and you can interact with fellow listeners or just talk about anything you want. I don't have to necessarily even pay attention to the show. Anyway, Nancy Levance here. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we've been talking about this situation with regard to the immigration thing, and Obama's now saying that he's going to take executive action. This is another example of this guy being an absolute dictator in the Oval Office. But he's not alone, folks. Once again, destroying America is a bipartisan effort. George W. Bush before him, he acted like a dictator to the best of his ability. They always, each one seems to lay the groundwork for the previous, or lay the groundwork for the next one, I should say, the successor, to go a little farther, to push a little farther. And he's going to push this as far as he possibly can, because when somebody else takes over, and I think they will in 2016, you know, every time there's a president, people speculate, well, maybe he won't leave office. You got to keep in mind that there's people behind the scenes pulling the strings of these critters. You're supposed to hate Obama. You're supposed to hate Bush. You're supposed to hate Clinton. These people are all strong men. Straw men. I say strong men. It might really be a Freudian slip. But they're all straw men of the New World Order. Ultimately, they're going to be gone. So all the blame can be pinned upon them. And they go up in smoke after the end of their term. Somebody else comes in, and they're a new straw man. And you can pin all kinds of blame on them. You see how the game works? So, as we continue on here, the Christian Science Monitor is reporting President Obama will go ahead with a very significant executive action on immigration after the summer, a move that may well trigger impeachment proceedings against him. Yeah, right. Like, this Congress is going to do anything against Obama. And even if they did, folks, what's impeachment going to do? Put Joe Biden in office? Oh, that'll be much better. So, Time Magazine's reporting the president may be preparing to provide temporary legal status to millions of undocumented immigrants. They say when Obama issues executive orders on immigration in the coming weeks, pro-reform activists are expecting something dramatic. Temporary relief from deportation and work authorization for perhaps several million undocumented immigrants. If the activists are right, the sweeping move would upend a contentious policy fight and carry broad political consequences. Well, I don't really know how broad the political consequences could be when every single angle of your political scumbags are all accounted for. I mean, do we have any say at all? And I come back here again to the point where we have to be active on a state level and state instruction in the Senate. You know, this is our only hope, folks, is that the states stand up and do what's right. This is the only way that we're going to be able to control Washington, D.C., is through the states, in my opinion. Others may disagree with me on that. You're entitled to your opinion on that. But that's my view. And this is...
Well,
we're reaping
the federal government's already gone. I mean, the federal government has, you know, all three branches of the federal government are un-American, obviously. They are absolutely involved in the economic destruction of the country. You know, they are doing the same thing to the United States that has been done to Europe, that has been done to Japan, to many other countries, practically every other country. I mean, our states, our state governments, you're right, Darren. They're the last hope.
Yeah, Art in the chat room points out that Clinton was impeached, and what good did that do? You know, and that's a perfect good example. I mean, so impeachment is not non-solution. Now you got Boehner talking about suing. What good is that going to do? So the whole system is rot with corruption, and then we have Eric Holder, a man who is in contempt of Congress himself, and of course he won't do any investigations because he's the biggest criminal that ever lived. It's just unbelievable. how incredibly corrupt. And, you know, now we've got representatives in Congress that are actually talking about how they think that they can get 3 or 4 million. Let's see, I can play this audio for you. This is National Review reports days after telling La Raza convention attendees that he's confident President Obama will use executive action to give legal status to millions of immigrants in the United States illegally. Representative Luis Gutierrez, who's a Democrat from Illinois, predicted that the administration could legalize as many as 5 million people. This is what he had to say.
And I think that's what's fundamentally wrong when you use, when public policy is defined through electoral goals and the goals of a party, then human rights and civil rights always suffer. We must put the rights of the people ahead of benefits that we might construe come to our party. But let me just say, in about an hour, I'm going over to the White House. I'll be meeting with Jay Johnson and the chief legal counsel to the President of the United States. We're going to sit down and we're going to negotiate additional terms and avenues the president can use in prosecutorial discretion.
Congressman,
and I think we can get 3 or 4, maybe even 5 million people.
Put some disinfectant on this. Name some names. Who are some?
Did you hear that? 3, 4, and 5 million migrants legalized, normalized here in this country by executive fiat, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, how do you like that, part-timers?
Yeah, this well, hey, they're just here to do the jobs that Americans won't do, right? So it shouldn't bother you any. Ladies and gentlemen, where is all this coming from? You know, we have this Organization of American States, and I spend a lot of time talking about it. I don't know anybody else that does. But this is very important to dig into this to find out. And, oh, look, last night, Nancy, I went over to the OAS.org website.
Yep.
And guess what my wandering eyes did appear?
Now what?
Presidents of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador discussed child migrants at the OAS. So, of course, you know, something very interesting, and this is just like 2 days ago. They say the Permanent Council of the Organization of American States, or OAS, today, that's July 24th, received the presidents of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce some of these people's names, in a protocolary meeting in which they expressed the points of view of their countries on the situation of the unaccompanied children who migrate from Central America to the United States. And when we come back from the break, it's going to be very interesting for you to hear what these people are saying about it. You know, one thing that's just utterly amazing to me is just how absolutely blatantly bold they are in what they say. And we'll hear what they say when we come back. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Nancy Levan is here. I'm Darren Weeks. By the way, at the top of the hour, Chuck Kappas joins us. America's Financial Reckoning Day. We'll be back in a moment.
Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Govern America. The whole thing can just come apart, ladies and gentlemen. The best laid plans of mice and men can just fall apart. One thing that is positive to me, and I say this often, the people are waking up. We are having an impact. We are changing the debate. We are forcing the establishment media mouthpieces of propaganda to morph into something that resembles some of the information that we've been covering. And that's a good thing. I look at the internet as being the future of broadcasting, quite honestly. I think that the old broadcast outlets are, well, to be honest with you, There is an effort right now by the FCC, really, literally, to regulate television broadcasters out of business, and I can say this because I happen to be a television broadcaster. I professionally, that's what I do. And there is a move right now, and I hadn't planned on getting into this, but there are more and more regulations coming down from the FCC, which impose insane amounts of regulation, costly regulation, for stations, broadcast stations, to comply with. And one of the things that we're seeing right now is more mandates. In fact, there's just some other proposed rules that have come out regarding the emergency alert system. And I actually had some of that stuff printed out. I was going to read a little bit of it for you just to share how ridiculous the regulations are. Now, I don't have it before me. It's out in the car. And we don't really have time to do that today anyway. So maybe we'll do that another time. But the idea is that they are trying to force television broadcasters out of business. That's what I believe. That's what my chief engineer, who happens to be my boss, he believes. That's what our technical guys believe, who handle, our chief operator who deals with FCC issues. He reads these regulations coming down, and it seems like what they want to do is force TV broadcasters out of business so that the spectrum can be eaten up by the big phone companies, by the telecommunications companies like Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, so that they can eat up more spectrum. Now, you might say, well, who cares? You know, the future is the internet, and that's true. But the problem is what happens if all of this internet stuff goes down? We're being told often that what a cybersecurity attack would be. And in the event, I mean, there are still some stations that are owned by smaller family-owned companies. Case in point, prior to where I work now, I used to work for such a family-owned company. It was a pretty decent place to work when I worked there. And so, I don't know. I think more choices are better than less, especially when it comes to something that's not quite as dependable. I'm not in favor, for national security issues, I am not in favor at all at putting all of our eggs in one basket. And that one basket, in this case, is the internet. It seems like they're moving everything to the internet. And when you consolidate everything into the internet, I mean, we're talking telephones. The old POTS phone systems are being disabled now. There's actually a bill pending in Michigan right now to pull the plug on the phone systems that are not voice over IP. And I did a little research on the politician who was pushing this, because this bill was sent to me by one of our techs at the station. And I dug into this, and I put his name into Google with the letters PAC, and it brought up all kinds of organizations that fund this guy, political action committees. And yes, he's funded by the telecommunications industry. So he's being paid. And this is the norm. This is how politics, even on a state level, this is how it all works.
Well, Darren,
these people get into office and they push this stuff.
Is that the UN basically wants to make all the rules and regulations for the internet. I mean, what we're talking about here is a one world global propaganda system. And,
yeah,
you know, a government run, global government run, I mean, talk about scary.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, I didn't mean to get into that tangent,
us too far. If you will let me, I want to return to the immigrant issue for a second.
Yes.
Because they're telling us that most of the young people coming up from Central America are teenagers. Now, they're coming up here without parents. You know, all of our foster care systems are loaded full of children that nobody wants in this country. Now we got all these kids coming up here. They have absolutely nowhere to go, no place to live. I read that they opened up an abandoned mall to dump a bunch of them in. We've got gang members, specifically Central American gang members who are already here, waiting for them, literally at the border, to recruit them and to take them in. They're apparently yelling at churches all over the United States to take them in. But, you know, you're talking about taking in children with no adults.
Yeah. And where are they coming from? We come back again, ladies and gentlemen, to this being an orchestrated plan. Now earlier, I'm glad you brought us back to this on point, Nancy, because I wanted to get back to it in regards to the Organization of American States. They just had this meeting a couple of days ago, and they say on their website, the Secretary General of the OAS, Jose Miguel Insulza, welcomed the President's to a special meeting of the organization held at the institution in Washington, D.C., and said that, quote, we know that the reason for your visit to the United States and to the OAS is not a happy one, and that is why I would like to share with you the sympathy and the solidarity with which the states of the Americas recognize and confront the very serious problem of the migration of unaccompanied children, unquote. In his speech, Secretary General Insulza congratulated the Central American leaders for the serious and attentive disposition with which you have addressed this very serious problem, and which he called a sign of the maturity of our nations that will not go unnoticed. He added, now listen to this, folks, he added that this is an issue on which the community of the Americas has united with its friends from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. So now we're a community. He added, as shown in the declaration, and they just had a declaration on this, which is also on the website, not our website, but theirs, OAS.org. As shown in the declaration on the issue, that the OAS Permanent Council approved by acclamation in its meeting on Wednesday. In addition, the OAS leader recognized, quote, the willingness of the President of the United States, Barack Obama, to address the problem in a constructive manner, which he said, now get this, he said, we hope results in a due process and in which voices urging that the problem be addressed as a question of national security are not heard. Did you get that? This is the leader of the Organization of American States. I want to share that line again here with you. He says, in addition, the OAS leader recognized, quote, the willingness of President of the United States, Obama, to address the problem in a constructive manner, which he said, we hope results in a due process and in which voices urging that the problem be addressed as a question of national security are not heard. So everyone who's worried about national security should just ignore all those voices. Let them all come in. We shouldn't be worried about this old national security thing. Let's just flood them with migrants. Flood them with the worst of society.
About this is that the United States.
Okay, hold it right there, Nancy. We got to take a break here. I'll throw it right to you when we come back. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America. We'll be back here in about 4 minutes.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Once again, the website, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Join us in chat. It's chat.governamerica.com. Type in your nickname in the box and hit join chat. There's already several people in there, so this thing looks like it's a pretty good success. Also, by the way, in the way of housekeeping, I want to point out you can now get this broadcast in podcast form. If you go to the website, there is now an RSS feed there where you can put it in your podcast catcher, your program that gets all the podcasts, and it'll automatically be delivered to your podcast program whenever it becomes available. So that's just another way that you can listen on the go to your portable device or your computer. It doesn't matter. There are podcast programs out there for a lot of different cross platforms. One of them is very popular, is called Juice, but you can do a search, and anyway, that's another feature that we've been working very hard on implementing, and now it appears to be working successfully. So governamerica.com or chat.governamerica.com. Also, my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Continuing on here, Nancy, before the break, you were making a point. I wanted to come back to you and give you a chance to do that.
Yeah, and I think that this is really, really important. We must remember that what the United States does militarily is destabilize. Now, we have been all over Central America since before I was born, but if we just even take it from the late 70s forward, we have been in El Salvador. We gave hundreds of millions of dollars to El Salvador militarily. Same in Honduras. Same in Nicaragua. Grenada.
Mm-hmm.
We have the CIA and the Defense Department under Reagan, under Jimmy Carter, Panama. Excuse me. We have been all over these countries. We have been involved in their conflicts. We have been involved in their elections. Same stuff as we have done in the Mideast, in the Ukraine. Same stuff. Now, we have military bases in all of these countries where these kids are coming up. Another thing to keep in mind is expatriates have been moving to these areas for a very long time, as have American retirees. What mm-hmm. we're seeing is a mixing up, absolutely, of cultures. We know that our the Bush family bought 25,000 acres in Costa Rica, which is very interesting. I mean, Costa Rica is on the Caribbean Sea. It is on the Pacific Ocean. It's like 180 miles across, like a three-hour trip across. This situation that is going on with these immigrants is just a part of this ongoing globalist plan. We already have our military bases set up in all of those countries down there. Same story, Darren. This is all a very, very long-term plan.
Well, this is your new world order.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and now they're bringing up all these kids, and I suspect you're right. I suspect they're the worst of the worst. A lot of these kids, we've said this before, they've never been to school, they've never had medical care, they don't speak English, they've never driven cars. We're talking about third world impoverished people, and
well,
now they're coming
if
here.
If they were well off, number one, they wouldn't want to. They wouldn't want to come. Now, I don't know where... we're told they're from Central America, but are they really? We don't even really know that, do we?
No.
I mean, who knows where they're getting these people from? Finishing up with this Organization of American States for a moment, because I think this is important. They talk about the president of El Salvador thanked the OAS for the adoption of the declaration... This is the declaration I told you they put out recently, and called on the international community in general to deal with the problem from an integral perspective. Quote, the protection of human rights of the child migrants is a high priority issue for the government of El Salvador, he added. The Salvadorian leader said that this is a humanitarian crisis. That's what we hear over and over again. This is a humanitarian crisis that affects five countries, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, and the United States, that must unite in their efforts to provide a joint solution to the problem in which each country assumes its part of the responsibility and always keeping in mind the rights and well-beings of the minors. Of course, the rights and well-beings of the American people, we don't care about that. Anyway, they go on. Anyway, there's a lot of demonization. They talk about the, they said that the President Sanchez Cerin said the migratory phenomenon arises from the lack of opportunities in Central America, which makes necessary, in his judgment, agreement on an agenda for economic development. and also firm combating of organized crime, narco trafficking, and the people who traffic in children. Moreover, he asked that the OAS, through the Committee on Migration Issues and the Inter-American Program for the Promotion and Protection of the Human Rights of Migrants, including migrant workers and their families, play an important role on the issue.
Folks,
did you know that you had an inter-American program for the promotion and protection on the human rights of migrants? But
this
see, here's the thing. All of these things go on in the background, and they're saying that Central America, oh, there's a lack of opportunities there, there's horrible things happening there, and there may be. I mean, it's a big enough place, you know.
We have gone into almost all of these countries. We have deposed leaders. We have put in puppet leaders. Noriega is a perfect example. He was a CIA guy. I mean, you know, my goodness. Nothing new under the sun, Darren.
Well, I get this from Lanny in Central America. He says, "Hi, Darren. I listen to your broadcast from RBN on Saturday mornings from Central America. Most of the locals that I meet are friendly and happy. A few have mentioned knowing about the USA and even visiting the USA. However, many of them have really not much opinion of the USA. I have not met one native that would trade his home in Central America for the USA. The one positive response I hear about the USA from the locals is that the roads are better, and I agree. I can drive any time and encounter a roadblock of cows or other animals crossing the road. You just sit back in your truck and smile. It would take much time, hard work, and money to locate 300,000 wannabe migrants that have connections to friends or relatives in the USA. The border effort ongoing now in the southern USA must have been planned for several years. Even the poor people down here love their life and seem happy. Almost everyone I meet has a smile. The air is so pure, no chemicals in the sky. The food is natural and mostly veggie. Yet the chicken is great, beef is too lean. With all of this stated, have you considered that this current event in the USA may be a smokescreen? How about Kerry in Iraq, talking about all the presidential candidates? Something big may be brewing. Keep up the good work, Darren. Love listening to you." So there you go. There's a guy from Central America. And he says, "I don't know anybody that wants to come to the USA." So,
well, the people with money want to go down there.
Yeah, exactly. That's really the irony of the whole thing, is that a lot of the folks that live here in the United States want to get out of the United States as the people, many of the people in Latin America want to come in. So I guess the thing that all those people need to realize, those that really are coming legitimately and not being trafficked and scooped up by somebody and brought in, maybe even against their will, need to keep in mind that what are you really wanting to be a part of? You're being brought here to be a slave. You're being brought here to be controlled. You're being brought here to be exploited. And nothing more, nothing less. All right, we're out of this hour already. In the next hour, if everything goes as planned, we'll be bringing up Chuck Kappas, author of America's Financial Reckoning Day. We're going to get into some of the economic news, economic situations that are going on today. Stay with us as Government America continues. Hour number 2 is straight ahead.